Hour and a half bushel coming.
What portion of the load would you get in pay for the?
Well, about 8 bucks. It'd take 7 of them to fill that half bushel.
Oh.
In other words, I got a 7th of this.
7th of the half?
Mm, 7th of the half.
Oh, I see. And then that would be fine meal that you call cornmeal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what would your wife, what kind of food would your wife make out of cornmeal? Different kinds of?
Well, generally you speak of it, you know, as cornbread.
Mm-hmm.
But now my mother could take that somewhere or another, and she made what you call light bread.
Out of corn?
Out of corn. General speaking, why, you know, the cornbread, and you go to tables, here ain't thick or less.
Mm-hmm.
Well, her light bread would be 2 inches or more thick.
Mm.
She put more in the skillet of where she was cooking it in, and had to cook it slow. I remember that, but now that's all I could tell.
I wonder what she put in.
I don't know.
Something that, by the way, did you ever see a skillet with legs on it for use in a fireplace?
Got one hanging up out there.
Yeah, if you, what do you call that?
Call it oven.
And
boy, that's the best bread you can eat, too.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear that called a spider?
No, I don't really did.
That's an oven. A Dutch oven, or just an oven?
Well, now, Dutch oven is, I believe what the, I know this Dutch oven was this, like you're talking about this oven, and it's got them legs it stands on, but it's got a long handle out of it. And this one in yonder, you handle it with what you call pot hooks.
Oh, I see.
They go together like that with a rivet up there, and they're crooked down here. Well, it's got little things there.
I see. So the Dutch oven would have a
handle, if I understand.
It would look like a skillet with legs on it.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I see.
But it had that long handle.
And when you take some cornmeal and just boil it with water, what was that?
Well, that's gruel.
I see. Do you ever call that mush or?
Mush and gruel.
Do you use that or not?
Well, now sometimes my wife cooks some, not so often.
We don't call it gruel, we call it mush.
Mush? Well, I said mush, but we have, wait a minute, what is gruel?
I never heard of
it. Well, I have.
Sometimes I hear gruel as a kind of white meal. It's ground and made,
mm-hmm.
made gruel. And cornmeal, ground, water is sometimes mush.
But I'm going to tell you something about your meal business. That's kind of like making chocolate molasses. There's a lot of people that try to run a grist mill and can't make a good meal without other fellas did. You got to know how to keep them rocks fixed. You've got to know how to set them. All that kind of stuff.
Otherwise, it's too coarse or too fine that you waste. When you use cornmeal did you ever make a ball out of cornmeal and dip it in fat? Is that?
No, I couldn't tell you now. My wife's good. She's in here.